For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. And am I correct in saying happy beginning the month of May? Oh my goodness. I've been going through this since 2013 started. I keep looking at my calendar. I feel like I'm just trying to grab the days and say, don't go too fast. Don't go too fast. I'm enjoying you. My brethren, oh my goodness, I hope you're cherishing each day. Grab each hour, grab each moment, grab that person, grab the comment, grab the cuteness of the grab it. Man, it's just because it'll roll through your fingers if you don't. And then just be appreciative, you know, and just say, gosh, I thank you for that. Is it a gorgeous weather day? Don't just say, oh, good, I want to lay in the sun. So why don't you thank God that it's a gorgeous day of weather and you can get out and breathe in God's air and take a good walk. And you see what I'm saying? Man, just take time. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. He's a good God. And he wants to be good to you, and he loves you. The sound of my voice, you've got to know, he loves you. Not just Betsy and Susie and Tommy and Bobby, because they seem to do things all right. Don't do all that now. Now look, I'm getting a word for someone. God loves you. It's not about being perfect. That's nonsense. No one's perfect, only Jesus. It's about having a heart after God. He chose you to be in relationship with him. He loves you. Get it deep down. Well, one way to get this stuff down is what we're talking about, abiding, remaining in, dwelling in, living in God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. New covenant, New Testament is that Christ is in you and you're in him. You know, in September, I'm going to be doing a videotaping of the book of Ephesians. I will need a studio audience. So I hope you'll continue to be on the lookout this summer of where we will meet. But the book of Ephesians, man, who you are in Christ, who Christ is in you, your glorious inheritance, how to live it out on this earth, and then what we receive forever in heaven. Whew, good stuff. We get all this by abiding. Abiding, my brethren, helps us to sense the leading of the Lord. You get the still small voice starting to give you benefits of abiding on the vine. First Kings, you get that still small voice because you've been abiding. His directive flows to you. Another benefit of abiding, you get God's spiritual riches. You know, you're drawing deeply. You start to benefit from his spirit living on the inside of you. You start tapping into the power of God because after all, you're hooked up. It's like my lamp that's in front of me on my desk. If I take the plug out of the wall of the cord, the light bulb goes off. But when I plug it in, when I let it remain in the wall, boy, power comes forth. The light clicks on and it shines. Ooh, that, you know, come on now. Give me a little props there. That was a good little analogy. Thank you, Jesus. But you get the power of God when you're abiding. You're plugged in. I'm more tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.